Our guest at the cafe this morning is Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, now, you recently attended the Highland Park Literary Festival, but not only did you attend this, but you were a speaker at the Literary Festival there.
Yes, this is my third year to go there, and one of the toughest things to do is speak to high school students. if you're not used to it, it makes me admire teachers.
They're not always the most attentive
audience. No, no.
Now, so the subject was what?
The subject was the theme of the festival. They have a different one every year, but a young student came up with an excellent little term called write, reflect, repeat. And those three words say a lot. You write, reflect, and repeat the process. And of course, when I went in, I said, I want to add another R. I want to write, read, write, reflect, and repeat. And so I talked about that and the connection between writing and reflection and how it helps you in life. And
yeah, you sent me an article. This is related to what you were talking about. It's a New York Times article. And that has to do with the fact that writing about yourself can really be very therapeutic, and whether you ever publish it or not, it can make a difference in your life.
It can. I've tried to tell audiences and of course my family this for years, and people would look at me and their eyes would glaze over. What are you talking about? But now there's scientific evidence that this does. They've done some really good studies, and this article points out some of them. I did a program for Rotary Club, I think in Silver Springs, about 3 years ago about this. So before this article came out, because there's a guy at James Pennebaker and a team of researchers at the University of Texas that started uncovering this and wrote books about it.
Well, you ought to know. I mean, you've written about your own life.
Yes, and I was just telling the story of how this helped me, because. And I wrote about my life, and most of my books, not all of them, but are autobiographical fiction. And the studies primarily work on telling your true story, but I think I got actually more out of fiction, and there's some evidence of that too, because you get to adjust your situation to make it either better or worse than it was, or you can write about what would have happened if you had done things differently, wrong, and the consequences. But you can also write about what you could have done better and what the consequences are.
Mm-hmm. The name of the book that you just recently put out, that is a series of true stories about your own life, is...
It's The River of Stories.
Right.
It's been quite a ride. That's subtitled.
Yeah. So that is directly based on events in your own life, and then your novels loosely based on things that have happened to you.
Yeah, the first one was very closely based, and it started out as a memoir. And I wanted to put a pivotal event in a different time frame, and that made me say, "Well, okay, I'm going to be really I'm not going to try to." If this is a memoir, it needs to be true, so I just changed it to fiction, the mm-hmm. novel. But the last one is mostly adult stories. The other ones are cover a lot wide span of years when I was growing up.
Coming of age. Tales,
yes.
Right. But an important part of this, and you just touched on it a moment ago, is the rewriting.
Yes.
It's putting your story down and then either rewriting it just for the purpose of making the writing better, but as you said, maybe taking the events in a different direction.
Exactly. They had a bunch of Duke University students that were not performing well. They were freshmen, and they showed them videos of juniors and seniors who talked about how they were the same boat. But after experiencing college for a while, they adjusted and they got better. Well, these students felt like not only were they not doing well, they felt that they weren't intellectual equals to their classmates. Mm-hmm. So they had them reframe their writing. They wrote about first what they were experiencing. They said, okay, I want you to rewrite that, edit it, and make it come out like you want it to. And their grades improved dramatically.
We're talking with Jim Ainsworth, Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth. Now, at this this conference, Jeanette Walls was there, very well-known author, who wrote the book, The Glass Castle, a memoir, which has sold 4.5 million copies. And her story is very much along these lines that you're describing.
It is, and her speech was very enlightening, because she tells that she had a terrifically, almost a bizarrely terrible childhood. Mm-hmm. Her parents were irresponsible. They let her children go hungry. But she actually wrote it and discovered that they had given her a gift in certain ways, because and a lot of people don't believe it, because I've read some of the reviews and they think, well, that's no way a parent could do that. But people can be two different kinds of people.
Right.
And she writing it helped her to realize that. And she said in her speech, she said, I now appreciate my parents, where before I didn't want to be seen with them and I didn't want to be around them. And I didn't want anybody to know my past, because if they found out my past, I figured my future would be over.
Jim, maybe you've sparked something in someone this morning from this.
Well, I hope the students will read, and I hope they will write, and then they will reflect.
Good.
And then
good.
Repeat that process.
Good. Northeast Texas author Jim Ainsworth, listen, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
Good. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.